Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
11:03 in St. Louis. Beautiful Tuesday. Chuck would say it don't work, right? Just get out, enjoy it. It's the month that follows the 4th of July before school starts, where everybody's sort of still in vacation mode. And then Labor Day arrives and nobody's working, Halloween and the playoffs. So
yeah.
When is the working season for Chuck? There really isn't one, I don't think. There's always a holiday going on. This is the post 4th of July. Lull, beautiful weather.
Everyone mails it until Labor Day?
Yeah.
And then by then, you can work a little
Start
bit.
Start thinking about the holidays.
You can mail it into Halloween. And then by then, it's Thanksgiving and Christmas. You can mail it until past New Year's.
Hollywood Casino Press Box. Martin Kilcoin. Frank is out today, back with us tomorrow. Thursday, we're going to be at a McBride home. New location there out in Frontenac. Friday, I believe Will Franklin's going to stop by, played at Mizzou, drafted in the NFL, and then for the last few years was coaching, working with Barry Odom down at Mizzou, and now back to his alma mater, going to coach high school football at Vashon. Looking forward to those visits. Again, texters at 855-282-8255. Hoff will read those in a little bit because we have Dr. Rick coming up, and a lot of times people get involved, typically serious, sometimes silly. Your questions for Dr. Rick can also be sent on the Maryville University text line, 855-282-8255. Then Kenny Wallace coming up at about 11:30 here on the program. If you missed it, Cardinals with a grand slam in the 10th, Paul Goldschmidt, the winning blow. And then it got a little dicey. 6-5 was the final. That means they've taken 4 of 5 on this road trip with the Reds and Pirates. Last year's team, under Schilt, remember, took over one game before the break, and then the second half, they had a nice strong push. So maybe similar, and maybe a division, well, clearly a division that's more forgiving than last year. The Cubs won 95 games last year and talked about everything that went wrong. To get to 90, remember, Plowsy, that was our math. To get to 90, that was our number. I'm not saying they are. I'm not carrying their water.
The game.
I've just put that out there every day. What would it take? So the rest of the tonight is game 100, by the way. 63 left to go. It would take 38 and 25. 38 and 25 the rest of the way. That's a little optimistic. Can I sell you on 88 wins, which would be 36 and 27? That sounds possible. We'll get back to the game that we love. Can we get to 90? Dr. Rick Lehman is with us. He is the founder, the medical director for the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine, friends with Papa John, friends with Fergie Jenkins and Sammy Sosa and some Cardinal players in between. Dr. Rick, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. I had a question from a while back. It was after the parade, and I got stuck in traffic, and I probably went a half a block in about an hour. I swear, it was totally lame. And I think I was having anxiety, and I've never had anxiety, and I was getting, like, really anxious. Like, what do? You're stuck. Is that a real thing? Is that my brain playing a trick on me? If I've never dealt with anxiety and never been prescribed anything, but I felt like I was getting almost claustrophobic being stuck between two cars.
So, you know, everybody thinks this is a volitional thing or something you can control, and it's what's called a vasovagal thing. So when you get this when people get anxiety attacks, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, that's bogus. But it's actually a true, it's like a seizure. You know, it's a true physiologic thing. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, the ideal thing is to rebreathe, and no one walks around with a paper bag, but you're supposed to basically breathe into a paper bag and try to rebreathe some of the carbon dioxide, and that supposedly breaks the anxiety. But it's a true thing. I mean, it's not fake. And it's like when people are claustrophobic, they don't know they're claustrophobic. You order an MRI, they get in the MRI, they freak out, take all their clothes off and go running out in the street. Those are real reactions. Those aren't psychological things. So again, yes. And people have heart attacks because of anxiety. I mean, you know, it's something you got to control.
Now, I just got out and kicked the car in front of me, and I felt better, but I did not have – if I had only had that brown paper bag handy. Have you really had people run out, strip their clothes off, the MRI? I've heard terrible stories about the MRI anxiety.
Oh, I mean, I you don't have enough time, but, I mean, I had a guy literally, you know, he, like, went into, like, this panic mode. They pulled him out of the thing. He took off all his clothes. You know, he felt so constricted. He was naked, ran into the waiting room and ran out the door, and they called me and they said they had to call the police to go get him back to give him his clothes back. So, I mean, there's some crazy reactions, you know, from and if you have claustrophobia and you get in that MRI, there's nothing more claustrophobic than that thing.
Dr. Rick also scans the recent headlines this summer, people dealing with sunburn. Aloe vera has always been a go-to at our house, but you have found something other than aloe vera to turn to.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was a big aloe vera fan, and, you know, when it's really bad, some lidocaine gel, and I thought those things worked pretty well. And then the article says, you know, you got to take ibuprofen, which makes all the sense in the world. So this is what you do, and this is a little weird. You get a couple of ibuprofen pills. You kind of smush it up. You know, you can do it with a spoon, break it up, and put it in a little whatever, aloe vera, whatever you're going to put on your skin. And I'll tell you, that works better than anything. So it's a little combination, and it just seems like you get the massive anti-inflammatory effect as well as the soothing of the aloe vera. So if I were to tell you what to do, because what I've been doing is I just smush up the ibuprofen in the kind of thin, just light particles and kind of whip it all up and then put it on your skin, and it works the best.
Free medical advice from Dr. Rick. You can text at 855-282-8255. Some serious, some silly. We take all. 855-282-8255. Get those texts in for Dr. Rick. Plastic bottles, this has been a topic before, but really this time of year, and I'm sure I'm guilty of it in the garage. You have a case of water or something, and you just leave it sitting in there, and it's 100 degrees. I guess we never really thought in the past, that's bad, right?
Right. So National Geographic writes this article, and again, you know, I don't – so I go on these 100-mile bike rides, and you got a water bottle. You know, it's 100 degrees. What are you going to do? And so there's definitely degradation of the plastic, which you're going to ingest it in the water bottle. So, you know, don't leave it in the car. Try to keep it cool. You know, if you're working in the back, you know, get a cooler and throw it into some ice. Just don't let the temperature get above 80 degrees because that causes, again, degradation of the plastic. And that is carcinogenic. So the water bottles in and of themselves create a problem.
So is it the chemical makeup of the bottle? Is it sort of melting into the water?
Yeah, that basically these ibuprofens or whatever they're called, BHP, breaks down and basically melts into your water. Then you drink it and it's carcinogenic. So, you know, they talk about some of the lead in some of the glass products. You have to be very careful at high temperatures. Now, at low temperatures, you know, when it's cold, the bottle obviously doesn't break down. And at high temperatures, the bottle will melt. You know, that's just obvious. Plastic melts. So in that interim range, you have to be very – and that's why you don't nuke, you know, you don't put plastics in your microwave because it causes breakdown. It's carcinogenic. So it's the same thing. Well, if you leave that stuff in your car, it's 100 degrees, and then, you know, you get home and – you ice it out, you put it in the refrigerator, you drink it, all that stuff's in the water. Well, that's not good.
Do we think the cans are better then? So avoid plastic. So if you had stacks of, you know, canned soda, canned water, or sparkling water, whatever, in your garage, is that different?
Much better. Not even, you know, much, much better. Pretty soon plastics are going to be outlawed. So they're already outlawed in Europe. And in 2020, there's going to be no throwaway single-use plastic bottles in Europe. So, and you know, that's a few months away. So we already know that most countries are already outlawing single-use plastic bottles. And in America, that's going to be a thing of the past. You know, that's going the way of the shopping mall and, you know, all these things that we're never going to see again. So based on the book, based on that, all these plastics are going to be something we don't have now. What's the reason? Well, this is the reason. So, you know, let's preempt it and let's not get cancer because we're jacking around at 100 degrees with plastic bottles.
Yeah, I love when he talks so medical. Jacking around, smushed up in the past. I noticed, you know, Cam Jansen yesterday, former Blues player. You know, you guys know he played for the Blues, played hockey. Okay. He was talking about his weekend, and he referenced how he got a little banged up. And I said, God, he's been listening to
Dr. Rictionary.
The Rictionary is real. I don't know when this guy sleeps between working with patients, chasing naked guys out of the MRI, and then reading all the time. He studies all the headlines. Dr. Rick, summertime also, the heat, the big issue. For football players for years, we've had some tragedies at training camp, but this was a former NFL player that died post-NFL career, correct?
Yes, yes. And you know, the only reason I sent that in is here's a guy, 32 years old, pretty good shape, ex-NFL Giant, New York Giant football player. And if anyone's going to get heat illness, heat stroke, whatever you want to call it, you would think a guy with a good cardiovascular system, young, healthy guys, I wouldn't say immune, but less likely, not in pads, you know, he's not running wind sprints, and the guy dies from heat disease on his farm. So based on that, you know, what's the take-home message? When the heat index is 125, sounds stupid, but, you know, coincide. You know, if you got something you got to do during the day, do it very early in the day or do it very late in the day. And if you're going to be in the sun for those periods of time, and you have to be, find shade and try to limit your time in the sun. But no one is immune to dying of heat stroke. So, again, and I was at the Cardinal game last Sunday. It was so hot, and I actually went up into one of the booths. I just couldn't stand it. And I'm telling you, the little guy with the – I said this last time – with the little cart, they must have transported 30 people while I was standing there sitting in the sun watching a Cardinal game. Well, for those people that are a little older, you know, don't go sit in the sun, watch a Cardinal game for 3 hours. I'm sorry.
All right, from the text line for Dr. Rick Hoff, what do we have?
I have here from the Marty Steel-Toed Boots. Dr. Rick, I keep getting sharp pains on the inside of my elbow while I sleep. It's waking me up and it hurts really bad. Any idea what it is?
So 95% chance that it's ulnar nerve entrapment, and it probably has to do with the nerve getting irritated from being in one position. And there are a couple things you can do. You can go to CVS or somewhere, Walgreens, and buy one of these elbow protection braces. They look like a big, giant, puffy marshmallow. You put the thing on and see if that helps. And if that doesn't help, then you probably do need to go ahead and see your doctor, and then it's probably going to turn out to be a little bit of a physical therapy thing. But I wouldn't just let it continue, because if it is nerve irritation, you're going to start to get some weakness in your hands.
Is this going to require, because we – Gardner and I coined a surgery, because there's Tommy John surgery, which is what, you know, a pitcher will, like Jordan Hicks recently had it. But we were thinking, if you need Tommy John surgery but you weren't an athlete, we were calling it Chris Gardner surgery. And it was because Pitt was picking up his backpack one day and he felt his elbow kind of give out a little bit. And we felt, well, you're not an athlete. You don't look like one, nor do you practice like one. So we decided to call it Chris Gardner surgery. Is this an option?
For backpack elbow, yes. You should get Tommy John, Gardner.
For the 314, Dr. Rick, I noticed while working out, my right calf was larger than my left. What could cause that?
So that actually is an issue. And most people have differential in their calf, because they just, you know, one leg's longer than the other, one arm's longer than the other, and their calf's just a little bit different. But in somebody who's actively working out, if you have a differential in your calf, you worry about nerve. It could be from your back, it could be from around your knee, called your peroneal nerve. But if there's a little bit of a difference, I wouldn't worry about it. If there's a significant difference, it very well may be coming from your back. And what you would end up doing is doing some back physical therapy, unload the nerve, and your calf gets bigger. We see this not infrequently in our football kids and our track kids. And I can't tell you how many times I've gotten an MRI of the back and an athlete has a pinched nerve. So, again, if there's a big difference, it's worth getting an MRI, and it's probably coming from your back.
Dr. Rick, what's your opinion on prolotherapy?
So prolotherapy was very, very popular in the 50s. And about every 5 years, it makes a little bit of a recurrence. And I think if you're going to go through all, so what is prolotherapy? It's basically taking carbohydrate, breaking it down, and injecting it into a tendon or in an area that's problematic. It didn't really work in the 50s. It doesn't really work now. And I think if you're going to go through the trouble of doing all that, go get a PRP platelet-rich plasma injection or a stem cell injection. But the prolotherapy, which is supposed to enhance healing, is probably like saying, I'm going to go out and buy a 1983 car instead of a 2020 car. It's a little bit dated.
Dr. Rick, thanks for checking in. Get back to those patients running out of there terrified from the MRI. This guy is reading headlines. I'm telling you, I don't know when Dr. Rick sleeps. In between calls from Sammy and Fergie. Doctor, we got to get you in studio. I know you're always hanging with Chuck on the Schnucks tour, but we got to get you in studio because we could load up on some questions.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, Dr. Rick, we'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Smushed up. There's always a Rictionary.
Banged up. Yeah, now
you're
you have
hosed.
A problem. My favorite was hosed because he was talking about cancer.
Yeah, somebody had cancer. He said, well, you're hosed. I'm like, is that the bedside manner they taught you? Like, hey, what do we have here? What you're dealing with, sir? You're hosed.
You're hosed.
You can put that into my chart.
The Dr. Rick scale.
Also, Tuesdays Now, Feature Tuesday with Kenny. That's now at 11:30 instead of 12:30. We move that a little. It's in the coveted hour of 11 o'clock. This hour brought to you by the Cardinals. You can get ticket information for this weekend. Cardinals.com/promotions. Celebrating the 2004 National League champions. Wow, what a great NLCS. Because the Edmonds home run, Game 6, one of the best Cardinal moments of all time at the Old Bush. And then Game 7, Jeff Suppan beats Roger Clemens. Edmonds has a huge catch in center field. Rolen hits a home run. We know that team fell flat in the World Series, but it was a 105-win team. Cardinals celebrating 2004. This weekend, you can get tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. Offenburg Hyundai, located in O'Fallon, Illinois. Hey, if you want that backup camera that Plowsy's been eyeing for a while, check out the great vehicles at Offenburg Hyundai. On the web, offenberghyundai.com. Great-looking cars. And because it's Offenburg, it's not just the great cars that Hyundai offers up. It's the great service that Offenburg has been delivering for years. Highway 64, Green Mountain Road is the exit in O'Fallon, Illinois. All the prices online, the same in person. No sticker shock, no games, no gimmicks. They don't do that at Offenburg Hyundai. They're the original Hyundai dealer in this area. They were the first. That was back in 1989, so it's their 30th anniversary at Offenburg Hyundai in O'Fallon, Illinois. It's the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan. Kenny Wallace and maybe even Chuck Marlowe.
With $10?
Settling a debt?
Let's take bets now, or let's just give our...
What's your percentage?
Yeah, what's your percentage of Chuck? I'll say 20%.
Oh, I'll say zero. He won't have his wallet on him. Dude, I'm going to work out.
Dude, I'm sorry, I forgot it.
All right, it's all next here on 590 The Fan.